The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
On the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We talk a lot on this show about money with currency and those guys, but don't forget, a place that can help your money grow is Dave Darlington,
David,
Cody Eiler, Russell Walton with DWE Generations. They have a plan that matters. They help you protect your money and help you grow your money. Bill, you know these guys very well.
Personally, yes, work with David personally. Would you like to have your money protected, Steve?
Yes.
And growing?
That sounds ideal.
God, the only way you ever get ahead in life is you're making money while you're sleeping.
I need
that's
that.
What David does. That's what he does. And he's very authoritative.
These three guys are Darlington,
Walton, and Eiler.
Yeah,
Cody, Dave Darlington, Russell Walton, Cody Eiler, DWE Generations.
When you sit with these guys, it's just calming. It's a very calming effect like that, yes. Because I am the one guy that I have no problem that if all of a sudden, just like day to day, if the market's down one day, I do text. What's the problem? What are you doing?
Oh, no, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. Yeah, I'm the panic guy. Absolutely. And so David talks me off.
Am I broke, Dave?
Get
over.
If all of a sudden, yeah, just one day, I went like.
I got a spare room if it goes bad.
Thank you.
You and Laura can do it.
Move in like that. I'll help walk Bullet.
Yeah.
Just Bullet and Sugar just cruising.
Bill's on dog
all of a sudden,
today.
Bullet's over at the. What's the school over there playing on the turf where we'd be at over there?
Hartley.
Hartley. Just be over there.
There's two old men.
Just don't kick the ball with the boot.
They got dogs in cones on their heads. Running around. Oh,
generational
times.
Wealth
generation.
Planning firm. Please visit generations.nm.com or call 402-483-7871 and talk to David, Russell, or Cody at DWE Generations.
And David will tell you old recruiting stories from his dad, George.
Really?
From going out to
so
California.
So he's in tune
Hawaii,
with all that.
Very in tune with all that. So you want to hear some great Husker stories from back in the 90s?
I'd like that.
George has some incredible stories.
George killed it in California.
He was one of the, probably the top recruiter during that time, that era. George did, brought in a lot of talent.
Talent flowed from California. How about, give me a couple.
Well, how about this one? There's a running back there. It's pretty good. Lawrence Phillips.
May have heard of him.
That was all George.
Did he bring in Sty?
What's that? He did bring in Sty. Absolutely.
From Anaheim.
From Anaheim. He did. They brought in, then George just continued on to Hawaii. That's how you wonder how that happened. How did Arreola end up at Nebraska?
Did he go get Finotti?
He did.
Oh, yeah. George.
Georgie.
Good Lord. Think about the guys we just named.
Yeah.
George. Sty, Finotti, and Phillips. Yeah. Not that bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That'll work. I think that'll work.
That'll play.
That'll play.
Good God, George. Way to go.
It is
Booker.
Super, yeah.
Remember Booker?
Booker
at corner?
Was a, how about a like corner? Top five pick?
Yeah, that was him. Yep.
That Michael Booker?
Yeah, out of San Diego.
Yep.
Speaking of California, the Super Bowl is being played there this Sunday.
Oh, crazy
Santa Clara,
out there. I can't
San
imagine
Francisco.
Being in a better place than Santa Clara for a Super Bowl.
Way behind in time. Right now it's 6:45 in the morning. The show's almost over here. It's 6:45 a.m. They're just behind.
Santa Clara.
Yeah.
The NFL continues to focus on being everywhere. Every country in the world, apparently. You know, last year we saw them play games in Ireland, Germany, and Spain. We've seen Mexico. I mean, this year they're adding a game in Australia.
Okay.
Melbourne, Australia. as well as in France. First ever game in France.
Is this really necessary?
No, it's not.
France sounds to me just like, this sounds exactly like what's going on at the rack. The same exact thing. People just drinking wine and smoking cigarettes, and I guess we're going to a football game. I have no idea what this is.
It's curiosity.
It's curiosity.
It's curiosity.
It's just, yes. Imagine all of a sudden getting ready in France to get ready to play, and the fans have no idea what's going on.
I just, yeah. I mean, we experienced Ireland all together in
now,
different
Ireland
islands.
Had
that was
some...
cool. They had they cared about football.
They
wanted
did.
To embrace it. I've never thought of France ever as like, hey, this is a budding football.
Is it possible
country.
You'd go there and experience the same thing we experienced in Ireland?
I guess it's possible, but I don't expect it.
Can't say it's not possible. It just seems more like a crowd like you're going to find in at the rack on Saturday. Just not that interested in what's in there. We're going to go to the game, but just it's a curiosity.
Yeah, is there like a blue collar part of France? You know what I mean? Is there anything that resembles Detroit in France?
I don't know France well enough to comment
South
on
side.
That.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know if they have blue collar. I don't know. They might. They might. They might have an industrial district.
If you're a fan of a team playing over there, are you really drawn to go visit France to go watch your team play in the NFL? The Dolphins played in Germany last year. Sorry, in Spain, excuse me, against the Commanders. I didn't really care to make that trip to Spain.
Do you
I don't really want to go see them overseas. I like to see them in America.
You think they in the NFL think they were playing Three Dog Night? I've never been to Spain.
Doubt it.
But I've been to Oklahoma.
I highly doubt it. Yeah, what's Goodell doing?
I don't know. So this year again, Australia, France, Brazil, Germany, Spain again, and three games in London.
Expanding the brand.
Is the Jags still playing
the
overseas
Jags,
like
Jags
seven games?
Probably play at least two games over in London. And they're a playoff team that thinks they could win it all next year.
There's people that would push back on this and say, what's wrong? What is wrong with them going and expanding their brand into Europe and elsewhere?
I will say this. It throws me off when all of a sudden you're just like going, you're looking at your phone, it scores, and there's a game.
At 8:30 in the morning.
There's a game that's over.
Right.
Yeah. You're like going, over?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, started this morning at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of it.
I hate it. I'm done with this.
Are you?
This experiment
done with
needs
it.
To
can
stop.
You, can you please verbalize why?
Well, a couple years ago, I was at a wedding in California.
Okay.
The Dolphins were playing in Germany against the Chiefs. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to watch a live NFL game. This is when the Dolphins were good. They were trying to get the one seed. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't need to be up anytime, any place on earth at 6 a.m. to watch my team play football.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Okay.
The game was over by 9 a.m.
Just think, Bill, what would Goodell say to Jake right now? Like, okay, yeah, that's one game. And we are trying.
It was a marquee game. Your Chiefs, Dolphins. Those are both good teams in that.
We're trying
season.
To get more people involved. Involved.
They know the NFL exists. This is the biggest league in the world. I would think. Well, I think so.
The Premier League.
It's pretty. It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Ooh.
It's pretty big. Which one's bigger, Premier League or NFL? I'd have to ask.
I don't know.
I would have to sure think this that Premier
might
be League.
Bigger,
I would think. But I don't know.
So they're trying to take down the Premier.
Just so you know, the Premier League is big.
It is big.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. Which one's bigger, NFL or Premier League? Yeah. I don't know. But I just say, stop the nonsense. Let's just keep it here.
I'm with
you. Let us know, is there a rough side of France?
Like, are we going to go play a game in Belgium next? Or, Iceland?
Rough. Blue collar.
Blue collar.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.